All right, so I'm going to try and my battery's dying on my phone, so I'm going to try and get this out really quickly. What the heck is this new project? For the last couple of years, I've really started to become obsessed with board games. There's something really fantastic about the sort of wonderful place that a person gets in when they're playing a board game. A game with a great theme and great play mechanics is, when it's done right, the simplicity of it all is beautiful. A video game, there's a lot of complexity. There's complex art, there's complex storytelling, there's subtlety in game mechanics, there's crazy action and tons of technology, and that's all great and wonderful stuff. I love video games. I play tons of video games. But there's something just beautiful about the simplicity of a board and a couple of dice and a few cards and using play mechanics and using the visual presentation to tell a story organically is fascinating to me. I mean, beyond fascinating, I am obsessed with the idea now. And so I think I'm going to create my own board game. I've done a lot of research on it. There's a lot of people out there who create independent board games. They call them print and play games. Many of them are free, some of them are pay for download. And then a lot of them are print and play games where you can download a PDF, print it all that out, everything for yourself. But then there's an additional option for a pay version of it where it's printed out very nicely on a board and you have nicely printed cards and custom dice and all this other stuff that's sort of a premium version of the same game. And so this space, epic space opera sort of adventure that I've had in my head for a while, I think I can tell it in a board game, in a board game mode or fashion, if you will, and tell a kind of a really interesting, compelling story through the use of game mechanics. It's something that is really exciting to me, unusual and different for me, and something that I'm not pushing as far as a timeline. I'm going to give myself all of 2011 in order to get this thing done. I've got some really great ideas for some various game mechanics that I think would lend themselves well for this particular story, this particular adventure I want to tell. And I think that what I'd like to end up doing is make it available through my website. And one of those options where you can donate any amount you want and receive the PDF for you to print out and play for yourself. And when I say donate any amount, I mean just it could be a penny, it could be a dollar, it could be $5, whatever it is that you feel the game should be worth to you. You can donate that and then be able to print it off and play it yourself, as well as an option to just buy the game pre-built with some nice professionally produced game cards and dice and other accessories. So I know this is all very kind of crazy and off the wall, and certainly very much out of the norm, but it's something that excites me, and I bet if it excites me, it probably is exciting to others as well. And who knows, maybe 6 months from now, I would have gotten nowhere and I would have been really embarrassed by what I've just told everyone just now. But, maybe 6 months from now or 12 months from now, I've kind of got a really cool little thing that I've created and would be completely different than Robot Beach, but, appealing to people who like that as well. And I don't know, maybe you'll find yourself a new board game that you really come to love, hopefully.